Today is day 30 of St. Mark's journey through the Psalms for Lent. It's Thursday, the 31st of March, and we're well over halfway through the season of Lent. I'm sure, like me, there are some days where you've felt a bit bogged down in the Psalms of Lament and longed for some light relief. Well, yesterday with Psalm 92, Andy reminded us that it's good to sing praises to God. And today we have another beautiful Psalm of praise, Psalm 95. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let's kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if only you would hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massa in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested me. They tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years I was angry with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared an oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. This psalm, like many others, seems to have two parts. The first part is an encouragement to join in praising and thanking God because of who he is, the great God, the King above all gods, the rock of our salvation, the maker of the highest of heights and creator of the deepest of depths. All of it belongs to him, and he is our God. We are the people of his pasture and the flock under his care. It has echoes of Psalm 8, who are we in the whole of creation that God is mindful of us and cares for us? But the second part of the psalm carries a warning to remember God today. I don't know what today holds for each one of us. I'm sure for some of us it may feel like a rather ordinary day. For others it will be full of joy, and for some of us it may hold challenges, disappointments, hospital appointments or difficult meetings. But today we're encouraged to listen out for God's voice and not harden our hearts. In this time of Lent, as we remember Jesus' time of preparation in the wilderness and the Israelites wandering around in the desert for 40 years, we're reminded that in spite of difficulties and challenges, we're to remember God's goodness and praise him for who he is. If you're listening to this in the morning, why not think of some of the things you'll be doing today and hand them over to God? Maybe you could turn them into praise points, recognising God's authority and rule over all of your life. If you're listening later in the day, why not look back and thank God for moments in the day where you may not have even recognised his presence and kindness at the time, but the reality of his sovereignty and majesty were there nonetheless. Let's pray. Lord God, you are the great God, the King, the great King above all gods. In your hands are the depths of the earth and the mountain peaks, the seas and the dry land. There's nothing in the whole of creation that doesn't belong to you, and nothing that you are not sovereign over. Today, we place our lives into your hands, the good stuff, the bad stuff, the joyful moments and the tough moments. And we declare that you are worthy of our praise. You are our rock of salvation, and we praise you. Amen.